While he was on earth, Jesus went from village to village, teaching and exhorting the people, healing every disease and casting out demons. Jesus delivered many people from the power of Satan. Demons, or evil spirits, are fallen angels whose master is the devil himself. In all eras of history since the fall, demonic power has been at work, promoting rebellion against God, sin and unbelief, and every form of false doctrine. Satanic activity was particularly prevalent during the earthly ministry of Jesus, as is attested by the Gospels. The unhindered power of God, working through the perfect humanity of his Son, challenged the supernatural world of evil and explains the outburst of demonic activity during the Lord's lifetime. Jesus, therefore, gave his 12 apostles authority over evil or unclean spirits and the power to cast them out and to heal disease. Then he sent them out two by two on their first missionary journey. They were to call the people to repentance and announce the kingdom of God. The Lord's teaching and miracles made him so well known that the leaders of the nation, the scribes and Pharisees and doctors of the law, began to fear that their own authority was being challenged, so they plotted to kill him. Another ruler in Israel, Herod Antipas, son of Herod the Great, was also deeply troubled by all he heard about Jesus. Herod was tetrarch of Galilee and Perea, where he ruled for over 40 years. He had married Herodias, former wife of his half-brother Philip. This incestuous marriage had been denounced by John the Baptist, being contrary to the law of Moses. "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife," John had said to him. Herod had divorced his legitimate wife in order to marry Herodias, who was also his niece. He deeply resented John's outspoken disapproval, so he had him arrested, bound, and put in prison. His new wife, Herodias, hated John and made up her mind to have the prophet put to death. But as she could not persuade Herod to do this, she waited for an opportune moment. Herod was afraid of the people, who held John in high esteem and considered him a prophet. He also knew that John was a righteous and holy man, so he protected him and would even sometimes listen to his words, though he was greatly puzzled by what he heard. Then one day Herod gave a banquet for his officials and military commanders. It was his birthday, so he invited all the leading men of Galilee. During the meal, when everyone was in high spirits, Salome, the daughter of Herodias, by her first marriage, came in and danced before them all. She pleased Herod so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she wanted. "Ask me for anything," he said, "and I'll give it to you. Whatever you want, I will give you, even to half my kingdom." The girl went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" Herodias answered, "The head of John the Baptist." At once Salome hurried into the banqueting hall, and in front of everyone she said, "I want you to give me right now the head of John the Baptist on a platter." Herod was greatly distressed, but because of his oath, made in the hearing of all his guests, he did not want to refuse her. So he immediately sent an executioner with orders to cut off John's head and bring it to the banqueting hall. The man went and beheaded John in prison. The prophet's head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who carried it to her mother. When John's disciples heard what had happened, they came and took his body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus. After John's death, Herod became very uneasy when he heard the reports about Jesus. Some were saying that John the Baptist had come back to life, others that it was Elijah or one of the prophets. But Herod said to his attendants, "It is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead. That is why he can do such miracles." And from then on, he wanted to see Jesus. Next episode, Jesus feeds the 5,000.